There is grant funding that will pay for you to switch. We can even pay to convert your data over into eProsecutor. So we do have funding, so.
Converting the data would be a very complicated step, but yeah.
Yeah. But there really is no jurisdiction, unless you really want to pay for your own eProsecutor license, should have to pay for an eProsecutor license. What you are giving up, though, is the ability to tailor. And I know Washington County, that was your big concern, is, you know, you can't, you know, really.
There's some automation that can be built into the system that we can't do because of 40 plus agencies using it, and it would work the same for all of them, and all of them don't want it to
right.
work the same.
Right. And I recognize that, and I've explained that to CCJJ, but they just said, you know, this would be our goal. I said, well, then you guys develop your own system and then mandate everybody has to use it.
It's HB 403 from
2022. From 2022? I thought I looked at 22. Okay, so yeah, so there's funding. So like I said,
so they would pay for the license other than the fee that we pay.
The fee that you pay.
$200 and something or whatever it is.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe I should look and see if we can't get grant funds to cover that, so that you're not paying anything.
I mean, it's
that was just a council decision to add that fee for administrative purposes, because I use 70. So up to 70% of my time just doing eProsecutor stuff. Not been quite that much lately, but.
Yeah.
Well, so I forgot to mention this in Swamp, but I sit on the statewide data committee, basically that refers to all criminal justice data. And the committee's been going for about 2 years. They've been focused more on police and corrections and stuff, but they're looking at prosecutors this year more heavily. Mm-hmm. And I need help, because my expertise only goes so far, because I'm not a current user of these systems.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's someone that could volunteer to kind of help me on that committee as they do a deeper dive. Probably someone on eProsecutor, probably an office using eProsecutor, but someone who knows the system probably beyond just inputting a case. They don't need to be a Ron with programming experience, but they need to have somewhere in between what Ron knows and what I know.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering is would it be a prosecutor, or would it be like support staff that is, you know, monitoring
support
that on a regular?
Support staff typically use it a lot more than prosecutors do. Well, but not always. Some prosecutors use it.
In Utah County, Tim Taylor, my chief deputy, mm-hmm. he was the one that implemented all the just work. He did all the work.
Yeah.
He knew the system intimately. So, but he also knew the prosecutor side of it, and that's what I need, is
right.
someone who has
right.
a, beyond the simple prosecution, but doesn't need to know the technical.
Yeah. Okay.
Does anybody have anybody like that they could offer up?
Who on our?
Joelle, because she was on the eProsecutor board with Wasatch. Mm-hmm. She helped build.
Joelle was on the committee that helped configure it, and she's pretty involved in using it.
What about Haley?
They use Axon.
They use a completely different system.
Yeah.
Come on in. There's food over there if you're hungry.
Not good, thanks.
No, there's food over there. Take some.
It started out as a request. But came
honestly, Bob, it might even be someone like you that does kind of a statewide look.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering if I could maybe drag you into it, because maybe you don't use it, but you have the statewide knowledge.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to help you out. And like Stuart said, if it's more than I've out of my realm, I'm going to run. But yeah, I'd be happy to help.
If you don't mind, I'll say that you just maybe
sure.
to join the meetings.
Okay.
And they keep scheduling one. I'm not here either. Which
is Okay. Okay.
That's going to Europe.
Okay, UPAA.
What do we have? Haley Christensen has resigned from the board, so we will be opening up her spot. We're going to announce it at the conference in June, and then start accepting applications. And what was everything? And then our conference is in June. We have our agenda set, and I think pretty well confirmed, so we're past the prep stage, just waiting till it approaches. So.
Trent's going to be your majority speaker, we understand.
The Trent Show, yeah.
The Trent Show.
You're excited for that.
They wrangled him into giving three different presentations. So.
Every day we get Trent.
Okay. Good, Trent.
I know. The pressure's on.
A different outfit every day.
This is why they don't ask me.
Hey, if it's a merino wool, you can. We learned that at Train the Trainer. That's a different story. Resource prosecutors.
My report is in your materials, and if you have any questions beyond that, I do want to say that. The selection committee for our DVSARP was very successful in our hire. This guy's the man, and it was an incredible hire that UPC made, and we're lucky to have Trent, so.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Wow. I don't have a speech prepared to pump up Tyson.
They know better.
I just thought it was good to be
there. So thank you.
Just in addition to what's in the material about what I've been doing, there's also an HB 200 course in Cedar City in August 5th through 7th, and then one in Post in October that's the 7th through the 9th. We've been trying to increase our class numbers. I think they did 20 in the past. I'm doing 30 plus. So if y'all have people you want to send, those are in Acadus right now. We've got a great faculty. We've had really good reviews on those. They've definitely had an impact on sex assault investigation and prosecution for sure.
Not to keep it at the Trent show, but I can verify that our detective was at one of your trainings and came back. I don't know who that new person is, but it was a great training. We'll keep cheering you.
Okay, second to last thing is we just wanted to ask about this issue is Maryland, we will get checks from offices for multiple things. Like we'll get, like just this last few weeks, we get payments for spring conference, we get e-prosecutor fees, and we get maybe like the UPAA conference or even fall conference that, it's for multiple things and it even crosses over into the next fiscal year. Our finance people downtown want to meet with us because they don't like that. It causes accounting problems, auditing problems. And so our question is, well, yeah, but it causes problems for Maryland as well. Is, do you know what you're, yeah. Is in your individual offices, I mean, if we were to say, please only send us a check for spring conference and then cut us a second check for e-prosecutor and a third check for the next conference, is that going to cause heartache in your individual offices? Anybody know?
It won't cause heartache. It'll be, how come this is the only place we still have to write a check for?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's another thing.
That's the comment I get.
Can you do direct deposit? I'm just asking, when we go to this meeting, I'm going to see if we can take direct deposits as well.
Because you're, are you?
So we could do that. I mean, what you just answered, yes. It's just three separate POs from our processing, but
you prefer to pay by credit card.
Yeah.
See, I've looked into that in the past, and because we're so small and compared to the rest of the state, the amount of money we bring in is negligible. It's expensive, but maybe it's time to just readdress that and just.
Is there certain software that you would have to use if you were taking credit card?
I'd have to go back and look at my notes and go back
there's
and get the state people.
Processing thing in the background that we'd have to use
For
the state. They have certain ones that are approved, and those are ones we'd have to use, but there's some programming on our end to interface with them, but that shouldn't be an issue once we get approval to do it. It just take a little while to implement and shouldn't be a big deal.
No.
It's the fees behind it that was
the... It's the fees that is the catch. If we can't go to, if we are still with checks, I'm going to ask another favor. If you would please write the names on the check.
Well, and
for attendees to a certain
the check
conference,
stub anyway, yeah.
On the check stub.
And that can go out in a memo, you know, explaining what we're doing. We just wanted to check first to see if it's like, if individual agencies had a policy, no, we only issue one check. We only do one check run. But if, like you're saying, Stuart and everybody else, if we ask if you can submit multiple POs for different checks.
For us, it's a, this is completely treasure office stuff.
Okay.
I wouldn't really answer to any of these things.
Yeah.
Well, if you would take that back to see if they would split it out per event, put the names, full name, not just a first name, it really helps me.
And it helps
like auditing. The spring conference, Utah, I'm pointing to you, Utah County sent me a $5,000 check. There's no names on it, so, I mean, it's just, it would really help me.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't even know what it's for.
Yeah, I have to go back through the registration list, who does this apply to, and then go from there, and then jump, do all my other things.
I do foresee issues for counties, though, especially larger ones, meeting that request.
The names.
Like, Eric, I never signed
because it's not the county attorney's office that sends the check.
Yeah.
I did talk to Utah County, Haley, and she said that they, that would be no problem. It would be a request from them. So as far as Utah County goes, they have given me the feedback that they could. Not everybody is like that, and they could maybe even do a direct deposit if the state would accept a direct deposit. But having said all that, if it's just the way it is, separate checks with names on them would be extremely helpful. I would appreciate it very much.
I mean, this is just an example of the increased workload that Maryland has had to take on the last year. It's just, we've been, all state agencies have been getting audited more closely, and these are just the types of things that we haven't had to necessarily worry about in the past that we are now.
Because they're meaningless.
It's really been in the last 3 years that it's just really...
Who cares that it's the same check?
Very complicated on a very simple thing.
And I also appreciate the fact that, you know, asking for a check is akin to using WordPerfect.
It is. That's what I'm
talking about. That's not right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, I can't remember the last time I wrote a check.
Well, it is, I mean, you know, why change something when it's broke?
The state's made their deals this come April.
I know that's not true.
That's not true.
Fake news.
So, anyway, so that's just some, it's just.
When I retire, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And working with my treasurer's office, what we found out is, if we submit multiple payments in the same requisition period, which is...
They're going to put them all on one check.
They are going to put it all on one check. So see, we, on our end, we just have to say, okay, here's the e-prosecutor bill. We're going to submit it this time. We're going to make sure to not submit anything else from
and that,
we see this time. We can wait. We can wait a week.
Yeah.
That's no big deal. We can wait a week.
Ask your auditor to send a copy of each of your requisitions with the check.
Yeah. I know it creates paperwork. I really do. I get it. But
anyway, we don't know what the answer is. I mean, we may send out, you know, like a memo saying, here's our issue. If you can help us out as best you can. And at the same time, we'll look at direct deposit and we'll revisit credit card payments. And
yeah.
So I just want to bring that to y'all's attention.
I think all the counties that take credit card payments just pass the processing fee on to the
right, and I think we've talked about that. I think it was, if it's like, you know, a couple of bucks, if you're going to pay by credit card, then instead of 125, it's going to be 127.50 or something like
3%.
That.
3%.
Yeah.
3%. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll revisit that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you could help with the accounting because it would be specific.
Yes.
Each
yeah. Exactly. Person. Yeah.
It might actually help you on that.
It would.
What was that, Stuart?
I think it might help with your accounting on the end because everyone's, you have to do that individually for the name.
Yeah.
Like I usually don't ever pay for my whole office. You sign up individually, so you'd have it under each attorney that's coming.
Or if you could do the registrations and pay for it all at one time on your thing, it would tell you who it's for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a check from your office that I can use.
I could build the registration so that
they I'm sure it's got other things in it.
Yeah, it's for you personally. It's not for you.
We love you.
Okay, so our next meeting at SWAP, they voted to have meet in June and, you know, coordinate meetings. So it would be Monday, June 24th will be our next meeting. It'll be, we're looking at going up to Heber. I'm going to work with Stephen, Scott Sweat,